A mountain-sized black hole would give off X-rays and gamma rays at a rate of about 10 million megawatts, enough to power the world's electricity supply. It wouldn't be easy, however, to harness a mini black hole. You couldn't keep it in a power station, because it would drop through the floor and end up at the center of the Earth. If we had such a black hole, about the only way to keep hold of it would be to have it in orbit around the Earth. People have searched for mini black holes of this mass, but have so far not found any. This is a pity, because if they had, I would have got a Nobel Prize. It might be possible to observe this at the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider, at CERN, in Switzerland. This consists of a circular tunnel, 27 kilometers long. Two beams of particles travel around this tunnel in opposite directions, and are made to collide. Some of the collisions might create micro black holes. These would radiate particles in a pattern that would be easy to recognize. So, I might get a Nobel Prize, after all.
Most of the people in the physics committee would indeed see the confirmation of Hawking radiation, which Professor Hawking invented in 1974, as being worthy of a Nobel Prize, since it would have been the first theoretical prediction that required both quantum mechanics and relativity. Does Professor Hawking believe that Hawking radiation will be observed in his lifetime? And if it is observed, where does he think this experimental evidence will come from?
I am resigned to the fact that I won't see proof of Hawking radiation directly, though there are solid-state analogs of black holes and cyclotron effects that the Nobel Committee might accept as proof. But there's another kind of Hawking radiation coming from the cosmological event horizon of the early inflationary universe. I am now studying whether one might detect Hawking radiation in primordial gravitational waves. So I might get a Nobel Prize after all.